Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the opinion page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, you've written recently about Cove Point and some really interesting environmental issues and financial ones as well. Tell us what's happening there and your concerns about it.
Well, Dominion Energy of Virginia wants to build a liquefied natural gas export terminal at Cove Point. There's already an LNG import terminal there, but because gas prices in the United States have dropped so much in recent years because of the shale gas boom that we've seen here, there's no import market. In fact, there would be a great economic market to export natural gas because it is presently much cheaper in the United States than it is in certain key foreign markets like Japan, India, China, places like that. And so Dominion wants to invest somewhere on the order of $3.8 billion to build a massive plant there.
Remind us where Cove Point is.
It's down in Culver County near Lusby, basically. So it's near the nuclear power plant down there. And this would have, of course, great economic impact, thousands of construction jobs during the 3 or so years it would take to build this, plus more jobs down the road, tax revenues for the state and for the county. County officials are pretty much gung-ho for it. Steny Hoyer, one of the top Democrats in the House who hails from Southern Maryland, is behind this.
It's his district.
It's his district. And the unions are very much in favor of it. But the environmental community is very, very concerned about this for a number of reasons. There are some local impacts they're concerned about in terms of the pipelines it's going to take to put this in, the bilge water that would come from the tankers that would be coming in and out of this facility.
Well, there's also a question about global warming that the environmental groups are concerned about.
Right. On the one hand, burning natural gas is better than burning coal. It produces less greenhouse gas than coal does. On the other hand, environmentalists say the process of compressing this natural gas and tankering it halfway around the world changes those calculations entirely. Plus which, there's a lot of concern about whether this will increase the amount of fracking being done. And so the environmental community is really drawing a line in the sand on this. And this has all put Governor O'Malley in a pretty interesting spot. This is sort of like his version of the Keystone Pipeline. He's got, on the one hand, trades unions that want to build this, and on the other hand, environmental groups who want to stop this. And he's so far pretty much stayed out.
Why do you think he's doing that?
We'll see how things progress. One of the things that's being requested by the environmental community now, and something that we supported in Sun, in an editorial recently, was to have a more thorough federal environmental impact statement for this project. Right now, they have a less formal environmental assessment or a less thorough environmental assessment. And the environmental community is saying, look, for a project of this size, you really ought to be going the full nine yards in terms of studying the environmental impact of this. That might be something that's a little easier for him to latch on to because it's not saying yes or no. One could couch it as a step of prudence. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has been very favorable toward this project. And let's also be clear that another complicating factor is this is not the only place in the country where people are considering doing this. At a certain point, it may become a question of, do we build it here or build it somewhere else? And that could change the calculus for Maryland officials.
Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.